Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. When developing self-awareness, the key component that leaders must adopt are questioning skills. So often we will have people talk about employees and say, he or she is lacking self-awareness. They're just not self-aware. And when we prompt them and we ask them, well, what are you doing to drive that self-awareness? And the typical response is, I've talked to them numerous times. I've told them repeatedly. So think about this just for a second. Think about how rhetorical we are in our casual, social, everyday language. We tend to do what? Did you have a good weekend? Yep. How are things going in your job? Pretty good. We invite short, non-self-aware answers. So the other day, a leader at one of our client sites was complaining about an employee who was lacking self-awareness. And we asked the question. We said, well, what is causing that self-awareness challenge? And she said, I don't know. And I said, well, let's sit down with the employee and let's loosely have a conversation. Now, the dynamic of two people with one person is not ideal, yet it did reveal some inadequacies on the part of the leader. She said, well, do you feel like your job's going really well? The employee goes, well, yeah. And she said, do you really think that you're getting along with your teammates? And you could notice by the question and the wording, the employee immediately had a physical reaction. He said, well, yeah, why do you ask? Now we've created and achieved a defensive state. So I inserted myself and I stopped and I said, well, let me ask you one thing. What are two things going really well for your job right now and why? We get the person talking positively. I said, if your best friend were here right now, honestly, what do you think he or she would say that you could do to raise your game in terms of inserting yourself as a really positive, influential, maybe peer-based leader? The employee's verbatim response was, well, I do get upset with my teammates and I can be a little bit short at times. And I know I've got kind of a temper. Now, remember, the first response to, do you really think, the answer was, yes, why do you ask? Questions matter. We have to ask questions. Now, when it comes to self-awareness, you're asking someone to look in the mirror. Our advice is stay away from the word why. So why did you react that way versus what were your thoughts when that incident occurred? What was going through your mind positively and what was going through your mind maybe arduously? Notice my tone. You want to have a friendly conversation. Why? Even though someone lacking self-awareness can cause us hardship, ultimately we have to lead with a positive emotional state. So they're positive. If we sound negative, they're going to be negative. I go back to this leader's question. Do you really think you get along with your teammates? Do you really think? That's not a question. That's an inquisition, or at the start of one at least. And so when you change the questions, it matters. So afterwards, the leader said, how did you do that? And I said, did you hear your question? She said, what do you mean? I said, did you hear what you exactly said? Because I wrote it down. And I said, I'm going to read it back to you slowly, but I want you to get in his shoes. She said, okay. I said, do you really think you get along with your teammates? And she looked at me and she said, oh, wow, I didn't know I worded it that way. And I said, and there was a tone behind it, at least the perception of one. So we started talking further and we had a great conversation. And I said, Write your questions out and start your first three or four questions with the word what. That will be your game changer. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.